picking up where our brother left off, we participate in the bountiful supply of the Spirit and enjoy the riches of Christ by receiving the Word of God.
Amen.
So, actually, these two messages go together. They're part one and part two. And message one brings us to this matter. Well, our brother's burden was this. He's considering now, after the training of Philippians, which stresses the matter of living Christ, how could we practically, in our experience, enter into the living of Christ? So, of course, he covered the entire four chapters of the book. But now he's coming back in these following messages to endeavor to bring the saints into the experience.
Yeah, right.
So here he talks about, the matter of in chapter one. Well, chapter two becomes a kind of a definition of Paul's experience in chapter one. In chapter one, we have salvation, the bountiful supply of the Spirit, and living Christ.
Amen.
In chapter two, again, we have this constant salvation.
Yes.
But now, instead of the bountiful supply of the Spirit, it talks about the inner operating God. It's God who operates in you. And instead of living Christ, it speaks of holding forth the word of life. So, actually, for us to live Christ, to enjoy the inner operating God, it's connected to the Word.
Amen.
So our brother didn't stop with Philippians. He took us to Ephesians and Colossians to bring us into the experience. He said at the end of 39, the definition of living Christ, to live Christ is to hold forth the Word of life.
Amen.
How can we live Christ? Well, if we would live Christ, we need to receive the Word into our being and allow it to saturate us.
Amen.
And then he says, the only way to live Christ is to be saturated with His Word of life.
Amen.
The Word of life infused into us will wash away the elements of culture, become the new constituent of our inner being. Then we shall live Christ. But I'm so glad he didn't stop with message 39. He went on to message 40. And in message 40, he spent quite a bit of time bringing us into the experience based upon Colossians 3:16.
Yeah.
Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. So singing modifies, let the word of Christ dwell in you. So most of us, we think of, well, we pray, we read the Bible, but not many of us have entered into this uplifted practice of singing the word. But our brother stressed it much, both in message 37 and then again here in message 40. He said something to this effect, we are thankful to the Lord for the recovery of prayer reading the word. Now we must go on to sing read the Word of God. We need to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom by singing. He says we should sing the Word not only in the meetings, but especially in our daily life.
Amen.
He says in particular we should sing the Word at home.
Amen.
At one point he talked about, in another place where he talked about, you know, the Psalms of Ascent. The meeting, brothers and sisters, doesn't start here.
Yeah.
It's not even being a good trainee and coming 5 minutes early. We need a good half an hour. You know, we need the time in the car. We need the time in our home to be uplifted into the Spirit. So the Songs of Ascent brought them up so that when they came to the meeting, there was such an expression of the triune God. Anyway, when we're alone in our room or with others at the dining table, sing the word of God.
Amen.
Singing the word is an excellent way to exercise the Spirit. Right. To pray is to exercise the Spirit, but to sing is an especially good way to exercise the Spirit.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:18 and 19 says, be filled in Spirit. And then it doesn't just say singing, but it says singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
So he says here, we need to sing and psalm the word. Psalming is higher and deeper and more profound than singing. And it says, as we psalm the word, we dwell upon it, muse upon it, enjoy it, and thereby are giving more opportunity for the word to saturate us. Let us sing and psalm the word of God, not only in the meetings. We should do it in the meetings. But let us come to the word daily to sing and psalm it with our whole being. Now let's say this. You know, the meetings is like the game. Mm-hmm. Okay? Brother Lee even did. He talked about it as like the basketball game. But I tell you, and we need to learn how to play ball. In other words, we should all learn how to pass the ball, which is the spirit in the word. But if you don't, if your kid doesn't have a hoop behind the garage, it's going to really be hard to get him on the court to have a good time. You know, he's going to not know what to do. He's going to feel timid or ashamed. But if he spends a little time every afternoon, possibly even with dad, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shooting a few hoops, you know, playing a little, you know. Then when he gets on the playground with two or three or four other little boys, he's going to want to do it. And then when you take him Saturday to, you know, the little boys league, he's going to want to play ball because he's done it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, I tell you the truth, saints, we need to learn to sing the word.
Amen.
The best time to start is in the morning. So, okay, this is what he said. He says, read the word. That's right. You read it, okay? So let's say, he said, actually the ones he's not just talking about psalming like, you know, the psalms in the Old Testament psalms. He says, we can psalm the heart of the divine revelation.
Amen.
We can psalm Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
Amen.
Okay, so for example, you know, Ephesians, that's one of the high, wonderful books. Maybe in the morning time, you have these verses like Ephesians 1, 3, 4. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He says, blessed us with every spiritual blessing Amen. In the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
Well, that's good. Then you pray, read, oh, blessed be. Oh, God, Father, we bless you.
Amen.
You're so blessed. You spoke well of us. Now we speak well of you.
Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father. And the more you're into the footnotes and the life studies, of course, the more appreciation you have. Who blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing me with every spiritual blessing
Amen.
In the heavenlies in Christ. That's the prayer read, right?
Yes.
But then you may come and say, you know, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord. That's yeah. that same which is something.
Yeah.
Blessed. There's one that's in the sisters sang it, right?
Blessed
it's a,
be.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. And keep going. Okay, so some saints, because Brother Lee said this back in 79, 80, some sisters actually went through and did the ballad of the book of Ephesians.
Yeah.
And, you know, with changing the mood and tempo based on whether it was being dead in sins or whether it was, you know, raised together with Christ and you were, and that's good. But don't think that you have to be a musician and can create, you know, some concerto or something to do this. No, you can just make up your own little tune. And actually, when it comes to psalming, so when you take the exercise of your spirit and pray reading,
Amen.
You begin to sing, and then you start to muse, you
Amen.
Enter into psalming.
Amen.
So then you may just, you know, pardon my poor singing, but you may just start saying, blessed be the God and Father. Oh, Father, I bless you today.
Amen.
Oh, Father, thank you for every spiritual blessing
Amen.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I'm in the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father,
Amen.
For every spiritual blessing
Amen.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I'm in my spirit. I'm in the heavenlies.
Amen.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, you can sing it in the park. You know, just make it up. Get out of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't be so proper. I think David offended his wife, Michelle, because he was out of himself, right? Don't be barren by being in your mind. You need to exercise your spirit. And he says this is a super exercise of the spirit. And so you can do that throughout the day. Just muse a little bit, sing a little bit. And then me and Paul, if he's been doing and I've been doing it, then we're out of ourselves. Then he can psalm a phrase. Say, blessed be the God and Father. Then he says, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
See, he hasn't played ball enough. See, so he's too chicken. You know, tell you the truth, I did this in like 1979, 80 with Dick Taylor and some other brothers in Long Beach. And if that didn't make your flesh crawl up the wall, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, you remember, you know, brother Dick and the brothers. You know how Dick is, right?
Yeah.
And we just did this, even in a meeting bigger than this. And then you go, whoa, this is something else. So I want to tell you, saints, it is possible. Brother Lee did share it. It's in the Bible, but we don't practice it.
Right.
Not much. So that's why I have to be a little bit outside of myself to kind of make an impression on you. Otherwise, you'll read it in the life study and say, amen, that's right. And you'll never do it.
Yeah.
Okay? So, saints,
yeah.
Do you want to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, Peter?
Amen.
Yes. Okay? And the Bible gives us the way. It says singing. And then in Ephesians it says in psalming. Okay? David was strong. He could say, bear, no problem. You know, tear you to pieces. Right? Giant, you're out of here. Boom. You know what I mean? Why? Because he had another spirit. He had been psalming the word a whole bunch. Right? So when it came around to think, his spirit was stronger. How dare you defy the armies of the living God? You know what I mean? We're done with this. You know, it's like, I don't care if he's only 16 years old and this guy's a 50-year-old or 45-year-old warrior, you know, that's 7 feet or 8 feet or however tall he is. If you're in your spirit, it's like, giants, no problem. So we need to have a church life that's no problem.
Amen.
Because we're people in our spirit.
Amen.
Okay? This will change our church life. Then we won't be murmuring and reasoning Philippians.
Amen.
You know, how come he said that? He didn't know what he's talking about. He shouldn't preach the gospel that way. You know what I mean? That, I'm sure the sisters were that way. You preach the gospel too long. You preach it the wrong way. I mean, they're both co-workers of Paul. But they're in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, sisters, be one. How can you be one? You got to get out of yourself.
Amen.
Otherwise, he doesn't preach the gospel right.
Amen.
He doesn't know how to shepherd. He's going to kill people with that way.
Yeah.
See, then we're not in one accord. You know, this new one, he said, how am I going to believe these guys? They're not even one with one another. So we need to get saved. So we live Christ.
Amen.
And how do we live Christ? We need to get out of our culture.
Amen.
We need to get out of our tradition.
Amen.
We need to sing the word.
Amen.
Okay, sorry for being too much. But anyway, if it made an impression on you, that's what's important.
Amen.